We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer, in for Chris Edens. Our top local story, a woman who was allegedly sexually abused by a former UCLA gynecologist plans to speak out for the first time.
Known only as Jane Doe 18, the woman was a patient of Dr. James Heaps for more than a decade. She last saw Heaps months before he retired from UCLA as the university sought to terminate him following its own investigation into alleged inappropriate and medically unnecessary touching during gynecological procedures. The woman is expected to call on the district attorney to press more charges against Heaps. He's already facing charges of sexual battery and exploitation involving two patients at a UCLA facility. He has pleaded not guilty. At the airport courthouse, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The man accused of killing a family of three on Halloween in Long Beach has been arrested on unrelated charges. Investigators say Carlo Navarro is being held at Long Beach City Jail on three misdemeanor counts, charged in connection with a suspected crime back in June. He was arrested last night. Navarro is also facing charges with the Halloween crash. Police say he was intoxicated when he hit that family after losing control of his vehicle. The LAX People Mover is one step closer to reality. The airport says it is finished work on the concrete pilings that will support the East Station and the airport's Horseshoe Loop. People Mover due to open sometime in 2023. The first people who made it to singer Chris Brown's unconventional yard sale say they found some bargains. Live to Tarzana and KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, it was fun to watch them walk down this steep driveway here. They say they found a lot of vintage clothes and shoes, and that's what Chris Brown seems to be selling in an abundance at his yard sale. I talked to the first guy who came out after rushing up the driveway shortly after 10 o'clock this morning. Says he spent just under $500, and then this guy dropped nearly $300.
It wasn't like what I expected. I mean, I guess there was like one rack of designer things, and then some dude just luckily stumbled upon it and got all eight of the designer jackets. I was able to pick up some designer shoes and then some two old vintage jackets. One of them is a Lakers vintage jacket, which I know that one has some value to it.
Yeah, now he says he'll probably sell the shoes and make a profit. For neighbors anyway, is quite the spectacle today. They hope that the yard sale is a sign that Chris Brown's moving because they say he's a noisy neighbor. Reporting live in Tarzana, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The city of LA is putting together a plan that will offer every student at LAUSD a dedicated savings account for higher education. It'll be funded by state and federal grants.
Each account will start at $50, and over the course of that child's schooling years, the account will grow through deposits, matching funds programs, private philanthropy, and incentives to save.
LAUSD board member Nick Melvoin says Opportunity LA is for all first graders, regardless of income, background, or immigration status.
The city of Los Angeles is one vote away from approving the largest children's savings account program in the nation.
And we are hearing the city council's just voted and has approved the first step towards making the savings accounts a reality. KNX 1070 reporter John Baird is covering the story. We'll have more coming up. There won't be a ratings system for LA City Schools similar to Yelp. The Board of Education voted to kill a plan to rate individual schools on a scale of 1 to 5. Teachers, unions, and school administrators hated the idea. As a compromise, the board has agreed to release data showing year-to-year changes in how students perform on standardized tests. The district's always crunched those numbers, but it has not routinely released them. A local congresswoman pushing for a bill to help college students struggling to pay for things like food and housing. Pomona Democrat Norma Torres tells KNX the Basic Assistance for Students in College Act would set up a fund of about $500 million that college and universities would be able to access to help struggling students.
What is it that they need? Are they living at home with a parent that, you know, may not have enough money to help them pay for food. So if it's only food that they need, then they will be able to put them in contact and expedite that process.
Torres says she is hopeful her colleagues on Capitol Hill from both parties will support this because it's an issue that impacts students across the country, not just here in California. San Diego school superintendent wants his district to join the lawsuit in which the LA City Schools accuses the e-cigarette maker Juul of creating an epidemic of teenage vaping. LA's lawsuit, the San Diego School Board would have to vote to okay joining that lawsuit. The San Diego Union Tribune says a state survey found that 4% of 7th graders and 7% of 11th graders vaped in the past 30 days. Juul denies that it enables teenage vaping, says it's trying to eliminate underage use of its products.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.